And we want to look at Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 18 through 19. When you've got it, please say amen.
Amen.
And the word of God reads on this order. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. For see, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And this morning we want to use for a subject, God is ready to do something new. You may be seated in the presence of God. God is ready to do something new. I'm sure that everybody here looks forward to something new, amen? New pair of shoes, new dress, new car, new house. And there's something exciting in life about something new. But have you ever felt like where you are, that you're stuck and your life is going nowhere? Feel like you're doing the same routine over and over again, day after day. And if you ever have taken your automobile and you put your automobile in neutral, you can rev on the gas and the engine will make a whole lot of noise, but that vehicle will go nowhere. Have you ever looked around and circumstances seem like they gone from bad to worse? Now, don't lie to yourself. Somebody here said last year that things were going to get better. But when you look around and look at your present circumstances, the debts that were supposed to have gotten lower have gotten higher. The peace of mind that you were seeking, now your mind is in total disarray. And right now you are ready for something new. When you have what you call a desert experience, that means that life can get kind of dry sometimes. And even when we come to church Sunday after Sunday, and we get in the habit of doing the same old thing, and if you'll listen attentively, we'll say the same old prayer, and we'll sing the same old song, but God is getting ready to do something new. I can hear him right now in his word says, sing unto me a new song, and he'll show forth his salvation to us. And right now, somebody here needs God to show up and to show out. See, when you're having a desert experience, it's real hard to worship because it's like having a monkey on your back. See, the Bible talks about excess baggage. And see, we carry around things that hold us down. But somebody said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. It's all because we don't carry everything to God in prayer. But this morning, I got some good news for you. Y'all want some good news? And the good news says that God has a new promise for your life, and he's ready to do something new. How many of you want God to do something new in your life right now? When we look here in our scriptural text here in the book of Isaiah, we'll discover that Isaiah's prophecy is dealing with the children of Israel, and it comes to them when they are going through a tough time in their lives. Anybody here had tough times? And see, the children of Israel were going through because right now they find themselves in captivity and they're now in exile in Babylon. Now, Babylon means that you're in a strange land, and sometimes you can find yourself in a strange land. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is God came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But if you find yourself always sucking on lemons, that means that you're living in a strange land where God did not intend for you to live there. He said you should be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. So if you're living in a situation where you're the tail, then God is getting ready to do something new. Tell somebody, he's getting ready. Here they are. They've lost everything that they had way back home. And there were some things that they thought would be theirs forever. Can I use my imagination? Maybe they had to build this big split level and they thought it was going to be theirs forever. Maybe they were driving the Mercedes Benz and they thought that it would be theirs forever. But now, instead of living in the split level, they find themselves living in a tent. And instead of riding in the Mercedes, you find yourself pedaling a bicycle, which means that you're in a strange land, but God is getting ready. Tell somebody, he's getting ready. Help me, Holy, to do something new. They were homesick. And they were dreaming of going back where they had come from, but their life right now was going nowhere. And see, sometimes instead of longing to go to where you've been, see, I can hear Paul saying, forgetting those things that are behind me. See, what you thought was good, God might have something better for you. I know you lost that job and you thought it was the best job in the world. But see, when God took you through something, he was only getting ready to elevate you to something better. Tell somebody, he's getting ready to do something new. This is what he says. He says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past because I'm getting ready to do a new thing. And what he's saying is, I'm going to make a way in the desert. See, God will irrigate your desert and allow waters to overflow even in the midst of dry times. See, I can even hear David saying, my cup runneth over. I don't care what happens to me, but surely, tell somebody, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Because, why? Because every day, God is getting ready to do something new. This is the same promise for you today. He's going to change your desert into a great highway. Anybody here feel like you've been in a desert? See, a desert is a dry place, and it seems like I can't a whole lot live in the desert. But see, when God begins to rain down on you, somebody's ought to be hollering right now, rain down on me. And see, when God begins to rain down on you, he will moisten up those dry things. In other words, somebody can just say, breathe on me, Holy Ghost fire, breathe on me. How is a new beginning possible? Forget about what happened yesterday and live for today. First way to get a new beginning is to stop looking back. See, when you're looking back, it's impossible to drive forward. If you keep looking back, you'll never see anything new. Imagine a car going down the road, and if you keep looking back, you'll keep on seeing the same thing over and over. But in order to change your focus, you got to get away from some things. What are you talking about, Pastor? First of all, forget about your past glories. I know you might have won a victory yesterday, but see, yesterday's victory won't do you any good today because it's a new fight going on. So you can't bathe and celebrate about how good you fought on yesterday. The children of Israel had had a whole lot of victories in the past. They defeated the Egyptians. They left from captivity in Egypt. They had had victories on their way to Canaan. They conquered Canaan. They fought a whole lot of battles against the enemies. But yet right now, tell somebody right now, they find themselves in a mess, and the past has no ability to help right now. They had victories of glorious times to talk about, but they were living in the past. But right now they're in captivity, and their previous victories would not set them free. They needed a new victory. They needed a new beginning. They needed a right now miracle. Anybody need a right now miracle? I know God brought you up out of muck and miry clay and set you on a solid rock to stay, but I need a right now miracle. This year, this day, God's going to do something new. Your future is not based on your past. Your future is based on what God has in store for you ahead. It's called destiny. See, if you hold on to used to, you'll never reach your destiny. That's what's wrong with our churches today. We're still trying to hang on to what grandmama did. And I know grandmama did a good job, and she did the best she could. But see, God is getting ready to elevate our level of praise. We got to learn to praise God in the middle of our situations. We got to quit playing games and say, God, I'm ready to magnify you. God, I'm ready to lift you up. I'm sick and tired of just playing church. I'm ready for something new. Tired of eating bologna. I'm ready to eat some T-bone. Can I get a witness? Tired of eating noodles. Like to have some caviar every now and then. If that's what you like, God is getting ready to do something new. I know we're used to eating whiting every now and then, but it don't hurt to eat some snapper every now and then. God is getting ready. He's getting ready to do something new in your life. The book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9. This is what the word of God says, and I'm not in a hurry this morning. If you're in a hurry, I'll see you. Haggai 2:9 says that the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord. How many looking for some glory? Y'all ain't ready to shout this morning. See, when you shout glory, that means my way out, my way through. And see, he says that the glory of this present house will be greater than that of the past. Forget your past failures. Don't let your past failures defeat you. Just like they had victory, the children of Israel also had many failures. They did some terrible things in the sight of God. Watch this. God gave them a land that flowed with milk and honey. And they wanted a king, even though they already had the King of Kings. They decided that they wanted a king, and the king misled the people. So now they find themselves in a mess because they want to do the things from the past that everybody else was doing. God gave them a temple, and they began to have idol worship. God gave them wealth. Anybody had some money in your hands before? And the Bible says, and they wasted the money. And then finally, God gave, I'm talking about the children of Israel now, God gave them Jesus, and they rejected him. They're still waiting on him to come right now. And really, when you look at it, the children of Israel didn't deserve any good thing from God because they always sinned. And they always fail. But yet God was still gracious. He still loved them, and he wanted them to change in order to have a better future. What's God's message here? He's simply saying, forget the things of the past. Because I'm not going to condemn you for what you did yesterday, but I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to take my eraser, and I'm going to erase all the things that you've done wrong. Or in other words, I'm going to take your sins, and I'm going to throw them into a sea of forgetfulness to bring them up no more. God is ready to do a new thing. But somebody here is not allowing God to really work, because if you failed in the past, don't worry. If you committed terrible sins in the past, don't worry. Perhaps your prayers went unanswered, but don't worry. God heard you, but maybe he was telling you not right now. But if you'll acknowledge your sins, God will do something new for you. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. I like this. He says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord, and though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, and though they be red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And right now, God is ready to do a new thing. Have you ever done wrong in your life? And let me tell you what's really strange about this. You can do wrong in your life, and the world seems to grasp you and holds on to you. But it seems like church folk want to give you the death penalty. Amen. Help me see. I know what I'm talking about. And I know I got some perfect folk in here, don't I? Let me see you wave your hand, perfect folk. But anyway, this is what it says. I know somebody feel like you're righteous, but Proverbs 24, 16. And if you happen to be, it says, for though a righteous man falls seven times, he shall get up again. Tell somebody, I'm getting up. I got a new beginning. Forget your past. Forget your past glory. Forget your past failures. And secondly, you got to learn to understand the present. See, when we look in Isaiah 43, 19, he says, now he wants to do a new thing. And what he's saying is, be alert. Be focused. Because guess what? I'm getting ready to do something that might blow your mind. See, how many here looking for something exceedingly and abundantly above what you could even ask? See, God is getting ready to do some real big thing, but right now we're just expecting the small thing or the old thing, but he's getting ready to do something new. If you're used to walking around with 20s in your pocket, get ready for some hundreds. Y'all ain't with me. Some of y'all happy with your fives and your ones, but God is getting ready to do new things. Now, I don't know where you are, but the word of God says he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above whatever I even ask. I'm looking for something new. I'm tired of the same old, same old. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Somebody ought to be saying glory. I can see a brighter day ahead. I can see more money in my pocket. I can see more health in my body. I can see happiness on my job. Somebody ought to be shouting right now. Because he's ready. He's ready. Guess what? He's getting ready to do something new. Can't you see it? It's getting ready to bust out now. Even though it's a desert, I can see the water begin to flow. Anybody see the water flowing? I can see the water flowing right now. And see, he's telling me, even though things don't look so good right now, I'm getting ready to do something new. God has already started this work in you. How is your life right now? Don't play no games. Is it a desert land? A wasteland? God is getting ready to do something with you individually. Somebody here is getting ready to speak a word on behalf of Christ. Somebody here is getting ready to help set the captives free. Somebody here is getting ready to receive a healing. Somebody here is getting ready to receive a blessing. Somebody here is getting ready for a new job. Somebody here is getting ready for a promotion. Somebody here is getting ready to trade in that hoop and get a better ride. Somebody here is getting ready to fill up that closet with some better looking clothes. Somebody here is finna get a new attitude. Somebody here is gonna start walking like a child of the King, living like a child of the King. He said, I shall be blessed in the city. I shall be blessed in the field. I shall be blessed in the country. Whatever it is, I shall be blessed. Tell somebody, I'm blessed. And I don't care what the devil tries to form against you. I can hear him say, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. It won't work. It won't last. Because see, I can tell you right now, God is getting ready. He already got my name on the list. He's getting ready to elevate me. When you think you're finna tear me down, can't tell somebody to say, I know he's getting ready to make a move. He's getting ready to lift me up. He's getting ready to take me to a new dimension in my praise. He's getting ready to elevate me in my status. He's getting ready to elevate me in my ministry. He's getting ready to elevate me through my song. Whatever it is, God is getting ready to do a new thing. He's all right. He's all right. And see, right now, let me tell you something. The only way you can see this new life is you got to get your head up out the sand and be able to look. Somebody said, I can see the sun peeking through the cloud. I know the storm is almost gone. Yeah! I feel all right now. I feel pretty good right now. See, I can see it right now. Think about this. If you want to soar like eagles, you got to stop running with chicken and see, I'm getting ready to take off. I'm getting ready to go somewhere. And I can hear Isaiah say, they that wait upon the Lord, I've been waiting. Have you been waiting? And guess what? They shall mount up on the wing like an eagle. Anybody ready to start flying now? I'm getting ready to get my wings ready. I shall walk and not faint. I shall run. I ain't going to get tired because God is getting ready to do a new thing. Yeah. Think about this. You can't get to where God wants you to get to until you leave from where you're at. What are you talking about, Pastor? I can see Abraham right now in the same situation. And see, Lot and Abraham had a misunderstanding. See, Lot selected the plains of Jordan for his cattle, and Abraham was left with the desert. See, folk will give you the desert, amen. But see, there was no way to feed the cattle in the desert. The vegetables and the plants for all of his people would not grow in the desert. And he felt dry. He felt lost. He felt that God had left him all alone. And see, sometimes your loved one will take the grassy area from you, but you can still live in the desert. Now watch it. Somebody say, God specializes in turning messes into miracles. This is what God said. Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 through 15. And it says, the Lord said unto Abraham after Lot had parted from them, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north, south, east, and west. Now, I know it seemed like you were in a desert and Lot had all the good land, but see, verse 15 says, all the land that you see, I'm going to give it to you and your offspring forever. And see, what God has for you, trust me, it's for you. See, Abraham was left with the desert, but see, when God begins to water the desert, he'll change the wasteland into bountiful land. And this morning, you might feel kind of dry right now. Feel like there's no hope. But God is telling me to tell you, don't look at your past. Understand your present and look to the future. I can see a new beginning in somebody's life right now. Just look to your faith right now. I can see it. Somebody said, I can see it. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Somebody ought to be getting excited about a new beginning. I can somebody ought to be excited. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Are you ready for God to do something new? Are you ready? See, God will take you to a higher level. And see, I got a new mind. See, when your mindset changes, you begin to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. See, I got a new heart. I can love those that despitefully use you. Anybody here, are you looking for something new? I'm ready for something new. Somebody said, I moved from my old house. I moved from my old friend. I moved from my old life of sin. Thank God I moved out to a brand new life. Anybody here, are you ready for something new? Are you really ready for something new? Whatever you've been praying for, God is getting ready to deliver it. Maybe it's a new job. Tell somebody it's on the way. Somebody been praying for a long time, but I tell you, I feel God a moving. I can see something happening. Life is about to change. Right now, I can see Paul and Silas locked in an old jail. And somebody said they locked them up and they threw away the key. But I can see them right now and they begin to have praise and worship. I can hear somebody saying, how great is our God. Sing with me. And I can hear somebody say, there's a name above all names. And then something began to happen. And maybe Paul fell down on his knees and said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. And about that time, I know somebody was saying, things ain't going to get no better. But I could hear him say, there's a better day ahead. And that my latter day shall be better than my former day. I'm looking, I'm getting ready for something new in my life. Come on, the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Anybody here, are you ready for something new? Have you got a new attitude? Say, I'm ready to live and stop existing. Say, God, I'm ready to be healed and not be sick. Somebody said, I'm ready to be blessed and not be cursed. I'm ready to have and not have not. Anybody here, are you ready for a new beginning? You need to get a new attitude. See, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. And see, that lets me know that everything gonna be all right. Because after a while, tell somebody, after a while, that Mercedes headed to the junkyard. That split level headed back to the dust for the bricks crumble. But they tell you, I got a new home over in glory. Anybody want something new? They tell me that it's not made by hand. I'm ready to see something new. They tell me it's 12 gates to the city. 3 gates in the north, I see something new. 3 gates in the south, I see something new. 3 gates in the west, I see something new. 3 gates in the east, I see something new. And see, when I go around those gates, I know there ain't no locks on them because ain't no thieves up there. I'm getting ready for something new. And see, sometimes I get tired of walking down here on this earth. Maybe you got a hole in your stasis, but I tell you, I'm going to try on my golden slipper, and after a while, I'm going to take off these old rags. I'm going to put on my robe over in glory. I'm going to trade my cap, and I'm going to get me a starry crown. And see, when I get there, you think you can't stand my praise now? You're talking about a 24-7 praise. I tell you, I'm going to a party. I'm going to the coronation where they're going to crown him something new now. I ain't talking about the Pope. I ain't talking about Obama. But I'm talking about the King of Kings. I'm talking about the Lord of Lords. Anybody here been sick and you're tired of being sick? But they tell me over there, tell somebody over there, there's a tree that's good for the healing of the nation. You're tired of looking at the polluted Coosa, but they tell me there's a river that runs clear. And they tell me that the streets are paved with gold. Ain't no recession there. They tell me that the streets are paved with gold and the walls are made of jasper. And see, right now, I see things lining up. I don't care how high gas get, because I ain't got the beans no more. I'm going to fly. I'm going to fly all around heaven. And somebody said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to see my mama. No, I've already seen mama before, but I'm looking for something new. Somebody said, when I see Jesus, the one that died for me, the one that forgave me for all of my sin. I know everybody don't forgive you, but I thank God for the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Blood can make me whole again. Somebody said it was nothing. Tell somebody nothing. Nobody, nobody can wash away my sin but my Jesus. Somebody said he's sweeter than the day before. Somebody said he's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my king. I got some peace now. Don't have to talk and turn no more, because I gave it all over to Jesus. And I stopped worrying about it. I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. I'm getting ready for something new. Anybody ready for something new? I dare you to stand up on your feet and say, I'm ready. I'm sick and tired. I'm being sick and tired. I'm ready for something new. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm about to rejoice. I'm about to bust a shadow in here. He's all right. He's all right. Anybody know he's all right? Because I'm getting ready for something new. God is ready. Are you ready? Ask somebody, are you ready? Are you ready? See, I want you to turn them empty pockets out, because God getting ready to put something in them pockets. That old heart of hate, he getting ready to give you a heart of love. I can somebody say, how you gonna do that, Pastor? Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Because see, after a while, tell somebody, after a while, things gonna be all right. I feel my help coming. Yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm finna go somewhere now. And then somebody said, and a few more days, trouble gonna be over. Sorrow gonna be gone. And he's coming back through the clouds to do something new. And those of us that remain shall be caught up. Tell somebody, I wanna be caught up. I wanna be caught up. See, PWA can't fly there. Delta can't fly there. But I wanna be caught up. Take it on to glory. Take it on to glory. It's gonna be checkout time. No more tears. I'm gonna have to shed. No more sorrow. I'm gonna have to deal with no more pain. I'm gonna have to bear. Somebody say, when I see Jesus. When I see Jesus. When I see Jesus. Amen. Final. Finish. I'm finna leave you now. Au revoir. Hasta la vista. I'm the man. El puta day. But I just gotta tell you that the Lord had. That the Lord had. That the Lord had. He's been real good to me. Can anybody say he's been good? Let me hear you say yeah. Let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. Hey, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. He's getting ready to do something new. Are you ready? Are you ready for God to do something new? E flat. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you really ready for God to do something new, and you're tired and you're sick and tired? Watch this. I've been through the storm and the rain.
I've been through the storm and the rain.
I had to cry my way through.
I had to cry my way through.
Yeah.
I made it.
I had to shed some midnight tears. I want to ask you, have you been through the storm and the rain?
All right.
Can you say, I made it?
If he done anything for you today, can you say,
in your mind as the music plays, have you been through the storm? Have you been through the rain?
I've been through the
storm.
Can
you tell them, I made it.
I made it.
I made it.
I've been through the storm and the rain. But oh, look at me. I made it. Sometimes I couldn't see my way through, but you can make it like I did. When I see Jesus, hey, amen. Do you want to see him? When I see Jesus, the one who keep making a way for me, the one who keep looking out for me, the one who keep seeing me through, hey, 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 amen. All of my trauma, all of my tribulations, yeah, all of my ups and downs will soon be over when I see Jesus. When I see Jesus. When I see Jesus.
Just give God some praise right now. He's worthy.
He's worthy. Does anybody know he's worthy?
Yeah.
He's worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Tell him this. I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
I need
him. Do you need him? Won't you tell him? Hey.
Thank God.
It's all right.
Just thank God for this worship experience. And whatever you do, remember that God will do something new. I don't care how dry it is. He'll do something new in your life. It's just a blessing. And feel like there's a blessing in every storm. We're glad to see these preach brothers here with us this morning. Just keep your minds focused on him and continue to pray for one another. Amen. At this time, I'm going to ask that all members of True Believers remain in just for a second. We thank our visitors for coming and sharing with us this morning. And we pray that God bid you Godspeed and he will bless you and keep you as you go through your day-to-day walk. Our visitors may be dismissed at this time. Amen. Amen. Just thank God for his spirit. Thank God for all the things that he's doing in our lives right now. And you learn to have to thank God for the good as well as the bad. Amen. What I ask you to stay in for, I'm not going to be here long. I'm going to say what I got to say, and I'm going to be going home. Amen. So you don't have to hear stuff from other people or the streets. My life has been kind of a little turmoil the last year. But God is still faithful. So what I did, I don't want, not blaming anybody or anything, but what I did on last week, I'll tell you, I filed for divorce. Amen. And the only thing I ask that you do is pray for me, and I'll do the same for you. Let us stand. Father God, we thank you right now for this worship experience. Father God, we thank you for those that have come to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. And Father God, lead us, guide us, and protect us, and forever keep your arms around us. Father God, we need you right now more than we ever needed you before. But God, we know that you are faithful. And God, we will be careful to give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.